So, Fats is on his way to Chicago. He's going to play a gig. Maybe at the Sherman Hotel. We don't know. It's sometime in the mid to late 1920s. I'm afraid we don't know exactly when. I dig that the facts may sound a little vague at this point, but hey, it's a jazz story. It's a good one, too. Much repeated. I got a few cats together to regale you with it, and I think you're going to like it. But I should probably give you some warning. The following accounts are entirely inconsistent, both with each other and all credible historical resources. This is the story of when Fats met Al.
We're here on the south side of Chicago, South Michigan Avenue. We're in front of the old Stevens Hotel, which opened up May 2nd of 1927.
I'm aware of an alleged incident in 1926.
Well, it's recreating. I mean, it's 1930, and somebody puts a gun in your bag, and hey.
He was playing in the show one night at the Sherman Hotel, Hotel Sherman in Chicago.
The Sherman Hotel, right, right. So after his performance, two guys walked up with a gun.
All right, everybody, hands up.
And he had Fats Waller hijacked out of his hotel room.
The guys come in and told him, say, come on, Fats, we want to take you somewhere. He said, what? And they pulled a gun on him and told him, come on.
All right, boys, let's pull out of here. We'll take care of those guys later.
So my father was trying to think, well, what the hell, whose wife am I going out with now that somebody's going to do this to me, right? He didn't know what the hell the problem was, right? So they took him on, blindfolded him, and took him to some place, took the blindfold off.
He went in, he was scared. And was delightfully surprised to find that while it was Al Capone, he wasn't going to shoot him.
There was a birthday party in full swing for Al Capone. And supposedly, they just shoved him towards the piano.
Capone apparently just burst out laughing and was totally surprised and delighted that his workers, that his underlings, had thought enough of him to bring him this lovely gift.
Fats was there for 3 days, and Fats was quite a drinker, too. So he's drinking up and playing for 3 days, and I think they said for every song that Fats played, he got $100.
I mean, supposedly Al Capone was the nicest guy in the world. From what I'm told, he come in here and he's tipping everybody $100 bills and couldn't have been any nicer, you know, and the whole Fats Waller thing, he gave him a bunch of dough. He likes to listen to music, you know.
They claim he would just eat finger sandwiches at the piano, sleeping on the piano. They'd wake him up, come out of here, play Melancholy Baby for me.
Hey, cats, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Everybody's here but the police, and they'll be here any minute. It's high time, so catch the song. Here it is.
So there it is, the legendary story of Fats and Al, two men at the height of their powers, meeting at last for the first time.